You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
The 48-hour plus funeral services of George H.W. Bush are just about to come to an end. They have arrived at Texas A&M, and the hearse is en route to his burial plot, where the 41st President of the United States will be laid to rest. It is time now for our favorite new game, and it is the dumbest game we have ever come up with. Is It Too Hard with Will Sterrett? Here are the rules. I will play a song. Mr. Sterrett will listen to the song. At some point, possibly, the song will become too hard for Mr. Sterrett to handle. For those of you who don't know, Mr. Sterrett loves slow, easy listening rock and roll.
Call it yacht rock.
When I listen easy. It's true.
Like Air Supply.
Oh, yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play you songs.
All right.
They will start slow. They may or may not get heavy.
Mm-hmm.
If they get heavy,
chances are it's going to be too hard.
If they get heavy, you tolerate as long as you can until you cannot tolerate it anymore. And then you tell me it's too hard.
Okay.
Here we go. Song number one.
I'll do my best.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That.
Got you under their thumb.
Good singing.
Sounds like one of those 70s folk guys. Oh! No, it doesn't now. Alright, that's enough. That's enough. That's too hard. I was fine with it for a bit.
What was that?
That was Kiss.
Ugh.
See?
Black Diamond.
It started out quite nicely.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they had to do that.
I don't either.
It's like taking a mansion and then just dumping garbage across the lawn.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Here's another song. You tell me if it ever gets too hard, okay?
All right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Not bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
What is that? Is that heavy machinery? Oh, no, 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 no. That's never going to work. That's never, ever going to work.
It sounded like a fire alarm.
At first, it sounded like equipment in a warehouse. And then, I don't know what it sounded like other than terrible. It sounded like ear assault. That's what it was.
Ear assault.
It was ear assault.
Song number three. We have four for you, by the way.
Okay.
Here's song number three. Oh, nice slow beat.
Yeah. Trying to think of what that reminds me of. Oh. I'm trying to tolerate it.
You know how long you can hold out.
Starting to twist.
No, that's it.
Oh, you were 3 seconds away.
From what? Dying? Oh.
Dying.
Well, dying and the end, I guess, are the same thing, but I tried. I gave it the old college try.
Dude, you were 3 seconds away from me fading that song out.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't hold on for 3 more seconds?
Apparently not. You said to, yeah, I mean, you told me your instructions were.
Tell me when you can't take it anymore.
Right, when I can't take it anymore. And I took it as long as I could take it.
Okay. Last one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Oh, I like this song.
This is nice.
We had this one time.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Who is this again? I want to make note of it so I can download it later. You know, I don't need it anymore. That's too much. That's too hard. Thank you. That's plenty. You can stop anytime. Please.
Please.
Will?
Yes?
I do this in the morning in my car. You know, I don't like to get up early. It makes me very grumpy.
Me too.
And I'm taking the kids to school, and I can only listen to a couple of things. EJ and Ellen.
Or?
Something very light.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one of those kids pulls up something on the radio with even the slightest hint of a drum in it, I always say, that's too much. It's
See?
Too much.
It's too hard.
Much.
It's too hard. Exactly. Do you clamp your hands on your ears?
It's just too much. It's too much.
Because, see, I tried doing that the first time we played this game, but since I was wearing headphones, it only made it worse. Because I was pushing, you know, my headphones onto my head instead of covering my ears.
So
it's horrifying.
Funny.
Anyone listening who's trapped in the cloud with one of their teenagers knows all about this. Because I'll be in the bathtub listening to my Norah Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going great. And then here comes Tech N9ne.
I'm not.
Oh, my.
I'm not trying to be an old fuddy-duddy because I like rap.
Yeah.
But this new rap that the kids are like, Kelly's son's into this new rap. Oh,
what is it? That mumble rap stuff?
Horrible.
It all sounds. God, I sound like my father. I'm like the Geico commercial. Oh my God.
And they recite the same line 15 times in a row.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I cannot. I want to. And Rod, I know I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. Shut up. But wait till Roman starts getting into this new rap. Have you heard some of this?
But see, maybe by the time Roman's a little bit older, it'll get better. But I do not have high hopes.
It ain't Run DMC, man.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not Beastie Boys.
No. It makes Busta Rhymes look amazing.
Yes. Like master.
Busta Rhymes was pretty good.
I do not allow it in my car.
Yeah.
And certainly not at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's too hard.
Oh, it's too hard.
It is too hard.
The beat's too much. The B words and the F words and all that stuff. Did you catch that?
Beans and Franks.
I think that it was Gordon Lightfoot's If You Could Read My Mind, which is a jam.
Oh my God.
Did you just slip that into your conversation?
Yes.
He did.
One note.
The hero would be me.
Now see,
I mean, to the point where I had to look at you and I said, did you catch that?
Yeah. I was pretty sure that's what it was.
Unbelievable.
That does tremendous things, too, to soothe my ears after the abuse you just gave me.
It's almost like we need a little aperitif.
What?
Wow.
We need an aperitif.
Is that like an appetizer?
You gotta cleanse my palate after what you just put me through.
Wow.
Aperitif, an alcoholic drink taken before a meal to stimulate the appetite.
Yeah, that's right. Did you catch that?
I did. Randy Van Warmer's Just When I Needed You Most. There's a story behind it not being a jam, but it's gotten a lot better.
Left me just when I needed you most.
You have an uncanny
depressing
ability.
Song.
You have an uncanny ability to do this. I'm going to give you one more, but I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to drop it into the conversation.
Okay, so we're just going to keep going and act like nothing ever happened.
Okay, because right. I've got one that I want to tell you because it's my favorite story of the day. We don't have to make it like a story.
See,
I just want to pass it on.
The Randy Van Warmer song on its own would be just fine, but I once heard that song right as I was coming down with one of the worst ear infections of my life.
Ooh, yeah, I can understand.
Right, so the sensation of that, I think that's You Needed Me by Anne Murray. Which is not a jam.
Oh!
Upon a pedestal.
She had some jams, but this
so
is not one of them.
That I could
Sorry.
Almost see eternity.
How is that not a jam?
How do you... No, screw that stupid question. How do you do it?
I don't know. If I knew how, I would tell you. I don't... Nah, I don't know how it happened.
All right.
I think it's a... I think that's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Which is a jam.
God. Oh my God.
That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
All right. Anyway, what do you got?
Have you heard about the homeless man who found $17,000 outside of a food bank?
Mm-hmm.
And waited in the cold early in the morning for the first worker to arrive. and handed it over to the worker.
So he's homeless and stupid.
Scott Parr!
I'm asking the questions.
I can't believe you just said that. I thought you would love this story. He's homeless. He was hungry. So he went to the local food bank, okay?
All right.
He's waiting to see if there's anything outside, maybe some bread left outside for him to take. But instead, he found a brown paper bag. Perhaps it held food. He opened the bag and saw it was filled with cash. $17,000. Now, my guess is someone wanted to donate this money to the food bank.
Yeah.
I am stunned in this day and age that anyone would leave $17,000 in cash in a brown paper bag outside of a building. But they did.
Okay.
He says, first I was like, what the heck is that lying on the ground? 32 years old, looked inside, saw stacks of money. He slid out a 20. I sniffed it to see if it was really said. It smelled legitimate. And then I was like, do I take off or do I stay? He did not know how much cash was there at the time, but he knew it was not his. So he hung around. Waited about 20 minutes until the first worker or volunteer showed up. He said, this is for you. Somebody left it on your doorstep. Huh. The volunteer thought it was food. Then she looked inside. Police showed up, by the way, took the money. We've heard about this before. They waited the 90 days. Last week, the 90 days passed. No one else showed up to claim the loot. Police gave it back to the food bank. Oof. They presented Booth with a citizen's citation for his honesty.
Are you kidding me?
And it says the food bank is giving him a reward.
Of what?
It doesn't say.
How about $17,000?
Well, now, Scott, I'm surprised you're saying this. The food pantry serves about 1,000 people a month. Okay?
Okay.
They are going to buy a walk-in refrigerator and a freezer for their expansion. Okay. I am surprised that you would want this money to serve one
when the money could serve many. I don't. And I don't agree with the idea of just handing cash over to a homeless person. We don't know why he's homeless. We don't know if he has addiction issues, whatever. So, no, I'm not in favor of just handing $17,000 over to a homeless guy. But you would think he's homeless.
Yeah.
How about this novel idea? How about putting him up in a nice place for a weekend or something?
Well, but that helps him for a weekend. He needs help getting on his feet.
Fine. Then help him get on his feet. $17,000 goes a long way for mental evaluations, for food,
but I'm surprised
for some sort
again,
of shelter.
Because that will help one, and helping one is important. I'm not saying it's not. Helping one is very important.
But his selfless act should be recognized with more than a citation and a ribbon.
Would it be theft had he taken it? Is it theft of mislaid property?
I don't know.
How do you know it was supposed to go to the food bank?
576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Dana Wright here for CM Moe's and Son. Call my guys for all of your heating, cooling, electric, and generator needs. And speaking of heating, we could use some heat right now. It is freezing outside. If you feel like your house is drafty, if you are losing heat and energy, maybe on the upstairs floor, on the downstairs floor, we've certainly had that problem. My guys at CM Moe's and Son will come out to your home, and they will do an air test, an air flow test. And I'd never heard of that thing. I was like, what are you going to do? They will figure out exactly where you are literally throwing money out the window every single month in heating, cooling, and energy costs. And then they'll help you fix it. If you, like I do, have a house that's 20 years old, 30 years old, or older, the technology has gotten so much better to save you in energy costs than it was back when those homes were built. Have them call, give them a call, do an airflow test and see what they can do for you. And while you got them on the line, ask about that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. Now's the time to get a generator. You're going to get that great free 7-year parts and labor warranty if you do it. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
Jam. Hey, real quick, a couple of things we got to do. Some house cleaning events. Well, that ended quickly. That was short. We're going to wrap up Coats for Kids tomorrow at Bassett Home Furnishings
135th and Metcalf in Overland Park. The morning news will start out there at 7 a.m. Jamie and Wicket doing their show out there. Then Dana and Parks as we wrap up another successful year with Coats for Kids 2018. But we need as many donations as you can provide, gently used or new coats. We're going to be at Bassett Furniture tomorrow from 2 to 6. But the whole radio station is going to be out there all day. So come on out, make your donation. Maybe you don't have a coat. We do take cash and check donations, and we turn every penny, I swear to God, every penny goes to buy new coats for kids in Kansas City. Also, real quick, and we'll get the calls here for it. Rod, let's take caller number three. We do have an Omaha Steaks holiday gift package to give away. You're welcome to call in for that. And you can get one online, by the way, as well at omahasteaks.com. Just make sure you enter Parks in the search bar, get the family gift package, and you can get it now for $49.99. But we will give one away right now to caller number three at 576-7798. An Omaha Steaks holiday gift package. $49.99 is what it's going for right now on their website with the code word Parks in the search bar. But we'll give one away for free right now at 576-7798. Caller number three. You get it. And we'll see everybody tomorrow out at Bassett Home Furnishings, 135th and Metcalf in Overland Park. As we wrap up Coats for Kids, let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
More charges against a former teacher. That's next.
Hey, you know what? I've been telling you, go out to Volkswagen Elise Summit. My daughter did. She is one happy customer. Finally got her little mini SUV, and they have such a great inventory, new and used, by the way. You will not believe the deal that you can get that we got for this car for our teenage daughter. So if you're looking for something used, please go check out Volkswagen Elise Summit. They have all kinds of makes and models in a variety of price ranges. Now listen to this. If you're looking in for something new, they have a great sign and drive event still going on with their new Volkswagens. Zero down, zero next month's payment, and you get a $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. Zero down, zero next month's payment, $500 gift card to help with your Christmas shopping. What a great deal. Head on out to Volkswagen Elise Summit now off I-470 in Colburn Road or online, vweleesummit.com, vweleesummit.com.
4:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. More sex charges filed in Kansas against a former Missouri charter school teacher. The Star reports 42-year-old Randall Carter II of Overland Park, Kansas, was free on bond when he was arrested again. He'd been teaching at Lee A. Tolbert Academy in Kansas City, Missouri, when he was charged back in May with multiple sex crimes involving two kids. Charter officials say the children were not students at the school. The new charges of rape, aggravated indecent liberties, and sodomy involve a third child and date back to 2012. Bond for Carter set at $500,000. The University of Kansas plans to shed more than 150 positions in an effort to cut $20 million from the school's budget. The interim provost announced the university will be eliminating about 55 faculty positions and 100 staff positions over the next 2 years. Carl Lejway says the faculty cuts will occur through normal attrition and a buyout program for older faculty. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is rejecting the idea of paying for President Trump's border wall in exchange for a deal to help hundreds of thousands of young immigrants avoid deportation. Pelosi saying today wall funding and legal protections for so-called Dreamers should not be linked, saying, quote, they're two different subjects. Her comments came as the House and Senate approved a stopgap bill today to keep the government funded through December 21st. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:31.
Hey, Diamonds Direct is now open. You've been hearing me talk about it. Now you have to go check it out. A whole new concept in jewelry shopping in Leawood at 119th and Row. Beautiful showroom. It's light. It's relaxed. Music playing. Great vibe. And case after case of dazzling diamond and fine jewelry. I've been out there. It's incredible. It's like shopping 30 ordinary jewelry stores at once. And just in time for the holidays, this is the largest selection of rings, earrings, bracelets, bands, pendants that you can ever imagine in one place. The best part? The value. The prices are unreal. Shop around. That's fine. Diamonds Direct will absolutely beat anyone else's price on any diamond, and that goes for diamond stud earrings, diamond pendants, diamond bracelets. Plus, Diamonds Direct gives you a free lifetime warranty on any purchase with no fine print. And only Diamonds Direct gives you a 110% upgrade guarantee. Let's say you buy a diamond today, and down the road you want to upgrade to a bigger one in the future. Great. Diamonds Direct will give you what you paid for the first one, plus an extra 10% toward the new, bigger diamond. Nobody else does this. 10% guaranteed appreciation when you upgrade. Diamonds Direct, the store that will forever change how people here buy diamonds, is now open. 119th and Row in Leawood.
Now KMBZ weather.
The snow is gone and the sunshine's really dried out most of the road, so not many slick spots. At least that's not what I'm anticipating, but it will be chilly as our temperatures will fall into the 20s. Later on tonight, with those clear skies and fairly light winds, we'll get to 16 degrees for the low. Mostly sunny skies on Friday, dry, but still cold. High temperature only 33 degrees. That's 10 below pace. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
34 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Uptown got its hustlers. Okay, wait a just a darn moment. I want to go back to the homeless guy that found the $17,000.
Okay. You have a good point here. This is really
Someone
good.
Just wrote in on the text line and said, because they looked up the same story, that the guy finds the $17,000. He does the right thing. He turns it in. The food pantry is going to take that money that we assume was meant for the food pantry. We don't know. And they're going to buy a big fancy walk-in refrigerator and some equipment for the kitchen, which they need to then go feed more homeless. Great. I mentioned before the break that the young man was given a citizen's citation from the local police department.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice thing for police to do.
Incredibly generous.
Not saying it's not. From the text line, do you realize that, yes, they gave him a nice citizen's citation?
Yes, very nice.
Looks to be about 14 by 20 inches, framed nicely. Where is a homeless man going to hang that? They gave a framed, matted citation to a man who has, on a good day, a tent.
Hanging on the side of his cardboard box.
Really?
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all, Mr. Starrett.
Wow.
Where's he going to get the nail?
Did no one think
or the
when they were gathering around to do something nice?
He could use a syringe
for
this man.
That why don't we issue him something more practical?
I don't know, like $100 bill?
A matted and framed.
Well, that's awful. That's kind. That's
Come
very kind.
On. When they handed it to him, no one thought.
Dana. Can I get,
man, we should have really thought about this.
Can I get back to the original part of this story? This homeless man finds a bag containing $17,000 outside of this food pantry / homeless soup kitchen. Am I right?
That's right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you assume, just for the sake of the argument, that somebody who has $17,000 in cash might be a person of some means?
Likely.
Okay. Most people don't just have $17,000 in cold cash.
Lying around.
In a bag, right? Do you have $17,000 in cold cash at your house?
I certainly do not.
You do not. I don't either. It's weird. Do you think that somebody who had $17,000 in cold cash in a bag might be somebody who might be able to pick their own hours at work?
Probably.
Probably somebody of some means and some prestige.
Probably.
Yeah. Wouldn't you think that that person would show up during regular business hours, maybe take an extended lunch? Maybe it's a drunch. I don't know if we're going to have time. And might just show up and say, listen, guys, I don't want any attention. I'm not looking for any publicity. I want this to be an anonymous donation out of the kindness of my heart. Here is a bag. I'm going to hand it to you. You can count the money later. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I don't want to be recognized.
I don't want it. I don't need the attention. I just, you know, I was once these guys and good luck found its way to me, and I just want to give back. Mm-hmm. And so I've taken an extended lunch from my law firm or my bank firm, and I just wanted to drop this money off and give it to you. Do with it what you guys do, because I know what you do, and it's just, it's God's work. It's God's work what you do here. Now, the person with $17,000 decided to leave his bag outside the door at the homeless shelter and walk away. Drug money. Drop and run. If you had $17,000 to give to a charity, would you leave it outside of its closed locked door?
No.
If you were going to deposit $17,000 in your bank, would you leave it in a bag at midnight outside of the closed locked door of your bank and just hope that they found it and put it into your account?
It's so odd. Police kept the money for 90 days and no one came forward to say, that's my $17,000.
Because they're dead.
Or they dropped it in a robbery or something. Somebody tried to accost them.
Where is my money? I don't know. I lost your money. Poof, you're dead.
Well, where's the dead guy? There's no dead guy out in front of the food bank.
Can you think of one?
There's no dead guy outside of the food bank.
Because he's wearing this one out.
Because he's wearing concrete slippers at the bottom of the river.
Can you think of one legitimate reason why a person would need that much cash?
No.
Drugs.
No, the only thing is either you just left the boat, which I think they give you a check.
Yeah.
Nope. Or drugs, or something.
Rare circumstance. Something.
Name other
diabolical.
Than you're buying a car.
You're buying a car.
Used car.
You're buying a car
for cash.
Or in a rare and
why would you write a check?
Unwise circumstance. Unwise, if that's your house deposit payment. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying a house. I'm taking this to the title
why
company.
Why wouldn't you write?
The title
company takes cash.
I don't know.
Since when?
I don't know. I would never carry that amount of cash around for any reason, period.
The only reason you have that much money in fact, I would entertain any caller who could tell me why you would. Now, granted, some of you don't trust the banking system or the stock market. I get it.
There are a few of those people out there.
I get it. You keep your money well hidden in the bank of Scott Parks or in the bank of Dana Wright, and it's in a bag, which I think is foolish, but whatever, it's none of my business. You keep it tightly sealed in a bag in the attic underneath a floorboard. You don't carry it around in a bag walking around in public with $17,000 in cash. I would love, other than drugs or the mafiosa, for somebody to give me a reason why anyone would be walking around with $17,000 in cash. You cannot give me a good reason. And don't tell me buying a car. You can write a check. And if you, and by the way, Scott, I don't have a checkbook. Okie dokie, that's fine. You would go to the bank and you would get a cashier's check. And your little car dealer guy would accept your cashier's check and then go cash it.
Right. Because I always assume if I have that much cash in my car, I'm going to get into a fiery car wreck and all of that cash is going to burn.
And if you were walking around with $17,000 in cash, you don't just leave it on the front door of some homeless shelter unless you dropped it to run. Am I right or am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, well, you may have had a good night on the pole. You better have a really good night on the pole. A really good night on the pole. Listen, I have friends. I know people who sock money away in their house.
What if there's a fire?
They don't trust the banking
system.
Or
you have a stroke.
They don't trust the banking system. And so they store money in their home. That's not what I do keep a certain amount of money. God forbid the apocalypse comes tomorrow. Just like I do have some food to last me at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Are you a prepper?
I'm not a prepper.
Weirdo.
Really? When something happens, don't come to my house.
I just want one can of beans.
No. How do you know I have beans?
Because that's what all preppers stock, beans.
I do have a lot of beans.
I knew it. I knew it. You're a prepper.
I'm not a prepper.
Oh, my God. You are so
I am not a prepper. I have enough food to last me 3 weeks and water.
Okay.
In jugs.
Okay.
I have enough food and water to last me 3 weeks.
Okay.
And enough ammunition to keep people like you away from my house.
Here she comes for that can of beans.
I do not have that much toilet paper, but I have a large oak tree in my front yard.
I don't think you're thinking ahead, sir.
576.
We could barter toilet paper for beans.
Don't come near my house. Dave in Liberty. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, I feel sorry for the kid. I think he should have gotten, or the young man, I think he should have gotten more than just a citizen's award from somebody for finding that money. But he's already proven that he is an honest young man.
Yeah.
So that part of his character is unquestionable. So instead of standing on a corner with a sign that reads, could use some money, anything could help, he could hold that award up.
Yeah.
And if people stop long enough to read it or have listened to your show and are familiar with this young man, they would see that he turned in $17,000, received a citizen's award, and people would probably be more likely to give him money.
I agree. I agree, Dave. Listen to this from the text line. I you know these people, Scott. My great-grandmother, who lived through the Depression, died with $86,000 in cash in different places in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who lost her great-uncle. It wasn't $86,000, but they found a lot of money, and they had to tear that place apart. Because as I recall, they accidentally found some first, just going through his effects. And then they thought, oh no, was he hiding money in this house? And then they started looking under mattresses and behind pictures and walls and, you know.
I now know, three different people who have purchased books from thrift stores and found money in those books.
No way.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, three separate people on three separate occasions.
Like a lot of money or 10 bucks?
Both times it was over $100, or all three times, rather, it was over $100. But
who
one
stores
time,
money in books?
I think old people, Scott.
But the one time in particular, there was quite a bit. I don't know the exact number.
What does quite a bit mean?
They bought a set of
encyclopedias.
No, it was like these Time Life books, like Wild West books from the Time Life. You know, the ones they used to advertise on TV?
Yeah, late at night.
They bought the whole set. And they ended up walking away with almost $1,000. That was in those books.
Cut it out, text line. Hashtag Parks is a prepper. I'm not a prepper.
My grandma used to...
That was supposed to say preppy.
Put cash in between dinner plates, Rodney.
Between dinner plates?
What'd she eat on?
Like she would stack the dinner plates up and then under one of the plates. But I mean $70, $40. I think that's an older generation thing. And I would be interested, if you were one of those people that like flip houses or you do estate sales, I bet you they find stuff like that all the time.
Do you have any cold cash just laying around?
I think I have a dollar in my purse right now. Like one. A $1 bill.
Like what happens if the United States comes under attack,
mm-hmm.
like Red Dawn style?
Yeah.
And everybody is fending for themselves. Are you basically on your own?
I'm on Venmo. Venmo me.
What is Venmo? What does that mean? What's Venmo?
You need to get with the program. Venmo will change your life. It's my favorite thing ever.
No, what happens if, like, the Russians come and 1984 Red Dawn style take over the United States? Are you screwed?
No, Venmo's on my cell phone. I push a button, I have money.
No, Venmo is down. The Russians have taken over. It's Red Dawn.
The Russians know about Venmo. I have no idea.
You're going to be eating the grass in your yard.
I'm going to be knocking on your door looking for beans.
And all you're going to hear is click. You better take two steps back.
Lock the door.
No,
that's just want a can of beans.
That's not the click I'm talking about.
You're gonna shoot me?
Step away from the door.
And you're saying you're not a weirdo prepper. That's the exact kind of thing a weirdo prepper says.
Step away from the door.
You'll take these beans out of my cold dead hands.
Hey, it's Scott Parks here to talk to you about my friends over at Casey Smile. Get your smile fixed before the Russians get here. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy and, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. What sets Dr. Headley apart, he's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. Here's the best part. It is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers completed in two appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation. Free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
Dana Wright here for Dr. Taig and the Center for Nutrition in Leawood at 135th and Row. What are you waiting for? Give Dr. Taig a call. Whether you want to lose 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds, or more, get a jump start on your metabolic health and do it right before the holidays. I've always said I look better, I feel better when Dr. Taig is part of my life. I have a girlfriend down more than 50 pounds before she walked in those doors for that free consultation. Has really changed the way she looks, the way she feels. And Dr. Taig can help you, too. You're going to love their supportive staff. Delicious meal replacements, top-of-the-line vitamins. Make that call now. 913-814-8222. 913-814-8222 or taignutrition.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
Rod, I forgot to tell you. I'm glad you played this. Real quick, we'll get to the calls. I just checked out the star. Tesla is going to be back in Kansas City early part of next year. We are again.
It was a really good show.
Oh, so good, man.
I just want to walk in at the end and hear this song.
Yeah, of course.
We'll text you.
Okay,
yeah.
Do that.
We'll FaceTime.
It's starting.
We'll FaceTime you the song. I'm amazed by the people on the text line about people who hoard their money in their homes. I put $200 per month into my fire safe. It is for emergencies or next year's vacation. Interest rates don't make it viable. By the way, I'm an independent contractor with no benefits.
I had someone on the text line say they found $10,000 in their grandmother's old shoebox. The thing is, if you're going to hoard $10,000...
I bet that was a woman who went through the Great Depression.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're going to do that, shouldn't you tell at least one person? Like, I don't know who that person would be, because if you're doing that, you're probably paranoid. And if you're paranoid, you're not going to tell somebody. But tell somebody, just FYI, before you sell all of my stuff and just start throwing stuff out, there's something hidden in something.
Right.
And I'm not going to say what or where, but you need to look until you find it.
From the text line, can you now make fun of people that say that your show is scripted? I can assure you, we're not going to make fun of them. But anybody who thinks this show is scripted, you are crazy and out of your mind. Dana, you are not in the circle of six. Do you expect Scott to give you his beans?
Yes.
Okay. Ken in Olathe, you're going to be horribly disappointed.
I'm in your circle of beans.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello. I'm a real estate professional in the KC metro area, and years ago we helped a family who's loved one had passed away, and the loved one was a borderline hoarder. And to prepare the home to get ready for sale, they had a dumpster brought to the house and just started throwing everything in there. And I don't recall if it was either initially in the dumpster or in the house, but they came across some money in a book and, needless to say, started dumpster diving and very methodically started to slow down purging the house and came across thousands of dollars that that grandma had tucked away. So just let that be a lesson. Anytime you're purging a house, just don't start throwing stuff that's probably worth it to
open those pages up.
Well, Ken, especially books, like Rod said, I think, you know.
Especially that Great Depression generation.
Those older Americans who, like my grandmother, hid cash in between dinner plates.
Do you know why? During the Great Depression, there was a run on the banks. Remember that?
Yes.
That's what caused it. There was a run on the bank.
Give me my money.
And everybody tried to extract their money at the same time.
Yeah, that's how they got Madoff, too.
I understand. But what happened, that's why now you have the FDIC, you know, where Federal Deposit Bank. Insurance Commission. Mm-hmm. Because everybody made a run on the banks, and the banks ran out of money. And so people who grew up, or experience, or experience the Great Depression, thought, I am never going to be caught without cash again, and so they started stocking it in their own homes. Hence the hiding it underneath the bed mattress, putting it in a cigar box, putting it under plates like your grandmother, putting it in books. They were never going to be caught without cash again.
Listen to this: we found thousands of dollars in my great aunt's house coats. She cashed every Social Security check and would hide the cash in her coats. Look, that's the kind of thing that you donate. You don't even think about it, right, Scott? You would just take it and donate it. Someone can use this. I'm going to donate it.
No, I'd keep it. Newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, a new top lawyer. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks for Nebraska Furniture Mart. They are the place to shop and save this holiday season. You'll find everything on your list, all in one store. The Mart has something for everyone, whether you're treating yourself, holiday gift shopping, getting your home ready for your holiday guests. And right now, they're taking up to 55% off. Suggested retail store-wide. Everything is on sale. Free shipping on qualifying purchases of $49 or more. Stretch your holiday budget with 24-month financing on purchases of $4.99 or more. See the store for details. Electronics, toys, appliances, furniture, flooring. The Mart is the one store that has it all. There's friendly sales professionals in every department to help you find exactly what you need. Grab some See's candies or an NFM gift card. They make perfect gifts. Most items are ready for easy pickup or fast delivery. Order anytime at NFM.com with same-day drive-through pickup. It's easy to share the joy this holiday season with Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.